Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as top experts and authors. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's absolutely nothing like it on the internet, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. There's lots there, right, Annie?
Oh, there's plenty of bloggers in so many categories as well. We have someone for everyone, truly, truly. Take me up on that. See if you can find a blogger that you love. And if you can't, email me, and I'll help you find one that you love. So, yeah, I'm so happy. I just love Jennings Wire, and I thank everyone for their support. We have terrific bloggers on the site. We're now, you know, welcoming Erica Duran. She is a published productivity expert and coach. She is also a Jennings Wire blogger. She'll be starting with us shortly. She's a web designer and a certified professional organizer. So we're very happy to have her with us, too. We just have such a wide diversity of people that you can learn so much from. All of our bloggers are saying, hey, you want to contact me? You have questions? You need some help? I'm here for you. And that's nice to know. It's a community of bloggers that can actually be there for you when you need them. Erica Duran, our guest today, has over 20 years of entrepreneurial experience consulting large companies and creating several of her own ventures. She provides both virtual and in-person coaching through her programs, workshops, and products, and recently designed a new line of professional and personal day planners that she includes in all of her coaching programs. I want one of those. Yes, I would just want to say thank you, Erica. Today we're going to be talking about batching, okay, the second most important concept in productivity. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first question I had for you was, if you're telling us that batching is the second most important concept, what is the first in productivity?
Well, actually, the first is actually a day planner that we just spoke of, and that's another whole call. But especially I work a lot with entrepreneurial women, and you just see the stress melt off their face when they go back to the paper day planner rather than trying to fight with their phone all day. Women just really need the visual calendar and the visual note-taking and everything. Just from 20 years of experience, that's what I see in my practice every day.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that actually taking it out of your purse, or if you've got a briefcase or a satchel or something, and opening it up and looking and flipping through the dates. I can see how that could give you a better feel for it than, you know, scrolling on a screen on a phone. And you're more
right.
Apt to use it that way. So totally agree with you there. That's something that we can all get back to, right? It's not the Stone
Age
or anything, you know? I mean, we can do things that aren't electronic. So now that's the first. The most important tool in being productive. Now, so what exactly is batching, though?
Yeah, batching is a great concept. Some people call it chunking, but I don't think that sounds very nice.
Right. Almost like vomit, sorry. I mean, it just kind
right.
of
Yeah, I don't think that. So I like to say batching. And it's a little bit of common sense, but it's two things, actually. It's letting things build up, so your tasks build up. So it's kind of a strategic procrastination. And then the second part of it is combining like tasks together. So, you know, when we all organize our closet, we put all the shoes together, all the shirts together and everything. Well, now we're just going to put all our tasks together. In a logical sense. And just a quick example is that's very common sense. You wouldn't go to the grocery store and then come all the way home and then go to the dry cleaners. You would batch those tasks probably on the same outing. But
right.
That's just the surface of it. Yeah.
So now why is it critical to improve productivity, and especially, as you said, for entrepreneurs whom you work with?
Right, entrepreneurs, it's a whole new game when you're an entrepreneur. As we all know, you don't have a boss telling you what to do. You don't necessarily have to be anywhere at a certain time. But entrepreneurs I work with have huge goals, and they need to make every minute count in their day and be balanced in their personal life. So even though some things might sound silly to batch, I got to get these entrepreneurs ruthless with their time so that they can reach the goals that they want to reach.
Now, what are those tasks that are most common for entrepreneurs and that are easy for busy entrepreneurs to batch together?
Yes. The most common thing would be email. That's probably an evil that everyone deals with, an overwhelming email inbox every day. So in the sense of batching, you would let the emails build up and strategically answer them all in one batch instead of letting the bells go off and the whistles go off that you have an email, quitting what you're doing, and then going to answer all the emails one by one. You just let them build up and then batch them. Another thing for entrepreneurs would be batching their social media. So there, I actually teach ways where you can get a 6 to 8 posts out a day on your social media in just about 4 hours a month if you batch it all and program the tweets or whatever to go out at a certain time. A lot of entrepreneurs I work with are very into blogging and writing about their expertise or their industry. I have them batch several articles all at once. So when they're in that creative writing mode, they can knock out a few articles all at once rather than stressing about deadlines and things like that. Feel free to jump in and ask any questions if you have them.
Right, right. Well, I was taking notes.
Okay.
You know, I was taking notes on what you were saying here, you know, but we, you know, we tend to do that as well. And what if someone is kind of multitasking crazy, right? I mean, this is more or less like, you know, let's cut down on the multitasking and focus on one task, do all of those at once. You know, so if we are telling our listeners to do that, what should they start batching today? What would be the first step, the easiest task to batch?
The big thing for even myself personally would be appointments, whether on the phone or out of the office. Mm-hmm. I have my clients certain days. They cannot talk to other humans. They just have to focus on the task. They cannot run around town going to networking meetings and stuff. They have 3 days a week where they can batch and go run their errands, do all the errands, meetings, coffee meetings, calls with their customers, and they batch them all into 3 days a week. And then 2 days a week, they're totally focused on those bigger projects that they usually can't get to.
Okay, yeah, well, that's great advice. We invite you to visit Erica's blog, Life and Business Productivity with Erica Duran, on JenningsWire.com, and be sure to also check out her website, www.ericaduran.co, to see all of her programs and claim your free productivity audio course, The Top 10 Productivity Secrets for Entrepreneurial Women. And again, that's ericaduran.co, ericaduran.co for company. Thank you, Erica. I really appreciate a wonderful, informative interview.
Thank you, Stacey, as well. You did a wonderful interview. Stacey is our radio director with Jennings Wire's PR division, Annie Jennings PR. And I want to thank Erica personally, too, for a wonderful interview. And let and remind everyone that this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please stay on Jennings Wire. Have a look around. Enjoy yourself. Discover the blogger that's perfect for you. A lot of people say that our bloggers just get them. So there's someone for everyone here. And I invite you to begin your search and find someone that's just right for you. Thanks again, all. Until next time.
Bye-bye.